Hello, friends and neighbors. This is David Smith of Illinois Family Action. Welcome to this week's edition of our Spotlight Podcast. Over the weekend, I had the privilege of joining Stephanie Trussell on her Saturday afternoon program on WLS Radio to discuss the topic of marijuana legalization in Illinois. Yes, they want to make recreational marijuana legal in the People's Republic of Illinois. This is an issue being debated hotly and being pushed by two left-wing Chicago lawmakers. I especially want listeners to be aware that we are planning our first Facebook Live video stream on this subject with special experts. You really don't want to miss this. You'll be able to find this broadcast at the Illinois Family Institute Facebook page on Thursday, February 25th at 7 p.m. That's Thursday, February 25th at 7 p.m. If you miss this live broadcast, it will be posted in our Facebook video archive, and we're going to cross-post it at the Illinois Family Institute's YouTube channel. So please like us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. By the way, the Stephanie Trussell program can be heard every Saturday afternoon between 1 and 3 on 890 AM. This 50,000-watt radio station can be heard in much of the nation, but especially throughout the Midwest. Podcasts of this great program can be found online at WLSAM.com. So, without further delay, here is that interview I had with Stephanie Trussell.
But before we dive into the latest attempt to make us think that pot is just so innocent, it's not a gateway drug, and it'll just solve all our financial problems. Before we dive into that topic, and I hope you want to call in when we're talking about, are you for legalization of marijuana? Are you against it? I want you to get on the line now, 312-591-8900. David Smith is going to talk about, give you your opinion of what the significance of a sitting president speaking at the March for Life. That, and if you haven't watched it, I shared it on my social media. Whether you like Trump or you don't like Trump, and I'm still trying to figure out why he was elected in so many areas. He's doing some great things, but no other president in our modern time has had the courage to come out and speak for those that cannot speak for themselves.
In 45 years, there hasn't been a Republican president who spoke at the pro-life march in Washington, D.C.
Don't tell me there's been a Democrat president. Please tell me no.
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, you know.
But the fact is, we've got a guy who isn't afraid.
Doesn't care.
He doesn't care. He really believes this, and he's going to go and speak to the pro-lifers. You know what? Isn't it nice to have a president who actually respects the base enough to show up?
You know,
the pro-life base of the Republican Party?
Because they usually shy away from us, and we're the fringe, and we're kind of crazy. And even though they say, oh, I'm a Christian, I go to church. But when it comes to certain issues, when you laser focus on something like life, a lot of them just like, oh, okay, I don't want to talk about that.
And they just ignore it. Even here in Illinois, we're coming up on a primary election in March. Mm-hmm. So many Republicans don't want to even affiliate and fill out, you know,
we're
pro-life
good people. They need
voter
to get
guide
us,
surveys.
Right. They need to get us on board, and they need to appeal to us. And you know what? We missed each other Sunday at that amazing
march.
We
were there, but there were like 5,000 people there.
The media won't tell you how many people were there, but I think about it. I thought about it later because, of course, I went across the street to engage with the crazy people, less than 100 people over
there.
And
you're good at that.
I have a problem. I was wired wrong or something. And I thought about how at ours we had my teaching pastor from High Point, so many politicians, clergymen, just people willing to stand up for life. But I thought about it, why wasn't Rahm Emanuel across the street? Where were those people saying, we love killing babies and with your money? They have their minions out there doing the work, but if they believe in it so much and they vote for it, aren't they out there giving speeches and supporting killing babies?
Well, I brought in my two daughters with me today into the studio, and as we're here, we're watching all these nasty women with their pink hats
bragging.
Walking
That's what
down
they call
the
themselves,
street.
Nasty women,
you know,
right?
Yeah, you know, fighting for immigrants' rights, but they'll, ignore the preborn baby, human being born, you know,
women.
That is
Some
yet to be born.
Women. Some of the babies are women. Maybe I should
50%,
have put a sign on my back that I wanted to wear something today. I growled, okay, you need to pray for me, Pastor Smith, because every time one of those would pass by me, I would growl or grow boo. I was like a 7-year-old. I was so worried if I got close to Grandpa.
I held back. I was good.
Ooh,
I
just because I'm thinking, like you said, they will come out for something as ridiculous as this. But when we have children going to failing schools, with rat infested failing schools, they won't get out of their beds to come and protest for that. But this is something that they feel so passionate about. And I keep thinking, and cover your ears, ladies. I'm teasing. They're so cute and adorable and innocent. Why are the hats pink?
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
like, is
right.
this for people with pink body parts? Because, yeah, I don't have pink body parts, so that's just for white women. And I'm just like, what the? Why is it pink? I don't get it. And you know what? As much as I disagree with Dorothy Tillman, every Saturday morning on WVON, Liberal Color People Radio, she said, that march is not for us. I said, preach, Dorothy. Nobody wants to hear
it. Did
she
say that?
She said, it's not for black women. And she said, why
well,
aren't they
you know what's funny?
Marching for our failed education system for the black? She will tell you.
So I saw it streaming online, and they had a couple Muslim women sitting up there, and even chanting and singing, and I think Arabic. And I just thought, you know, isn't this interesting? They're fighting for LGBTQIA, XYZ rights, right?
And but go to a Muslim country and come out and try to do a rainbow parade over there and see what happens.
Yeah,
you know?
There's not much tolerance
right.
for that,
and they
is
say
there?
That I mean, we're not tolerant, and we're just preaching love, and we'll hug you, and we'll say, that's okay, we'll pray for you, and we don't want anything bad to happen, whereas you don't even have the freedom. We don't care. I don't know. We have the march every year, the parade, in so many different ways. They're free. They don't have to worry about if I'm going to go put on a rainbow wig. Nobody's going to get me. We're not going to come out and get them.
No.
But try that in a Muslim country.
Right. In these Islamic countries, you will get stoned. And I know we're going to talk about pot, but it's the wrong kind of stoning. This is not a good
not that kind
of stone.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the phone number is 312-591-8900. As I said in the introduction, well, pot is just pot, David. What's the big deal? Everybody does it. It's harmless. And I heard somebody say, well, it's not a gateway drug. And I'm like, really? And then some people love to say that this is going to be the answer to all the financial problems. Once we legalize pot, that we'll just be on a gravy train with biscuit wheels. The street will be paved with gold.
Oh,
and
dear.
I'm thinking, are you new to Illinois? Because anything, they will tax it to the point where there still will be a black market. Trust me.
Without a doubt. I mean, there's so many things you brought up just there. Mm-hmm. To pop all those, you know, first of all, if you look at Colorado, who's had it now for 4 years.
It's been that long.
Four years.
Okay.
And they're taxing it and regulating and bragging about the fact that they're getting hundreds of millions of dollars of revenue. Well, if you look at it in the grand scheme of things, what they're bringing in is only 0.8% of the total budget.
Oh
for
God.
Colorado. So it's not going to solve anything.
What's the last number again?
0.8%
Not even 1%.
Yeah,
okay. Oh,
right.
my goodness.
So you know, and as conservatives, do we really believe that we want to send more money to Springfield when they've been irresponsible and reckless with everything they've had so far anyway? I mean, really.
It's not a money issue. It's not a revenue issue. It's a spending issue. It's not taking responsibility and using the money properly. That's
right.
our biggest issue. And paying off the wrong different people. It goes everywhere but where it should go.
And then this whole idea that this is going to be something somehow good for the society, they're only looking at the potential revenue, the marijuana being taxed and having a revenue source from it, but they're not looking at the downside. So, for example, I wrote down some questions. How will legal weed or the commercialization and the marketing of weed affect school dropout rates?
Mm-hmm.
Test scores in STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering, and math. How will it affect workforce participation rates? How will it affect highway accidents, job site safety, the public's understanding and participation in the Republic? In other words, are they going to be more engaged, the public, or less engaged? How about homelessness? You know, when we were driving here, my daughter pointed out the homeless tents underneath the viaduct.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there's lots of homeless here. How about crime? You know, you brought up the black market reference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Think about this, people. Mm-hmm. And I really want the listeners to the Stephanie Trussell Show to hear this and consider this. The legalization of marijuana is going to be taxed and regulated. Do you really think a boutique shop owner is going to be able to compete with the guy on the street corner selling it? The boutique owner is going to have to pay overhead, pay taxes, pay
Follow
electric
regulations.
Bill, right? Workman's comp, all that.
Oh, forget about it. If you open up any business in Illinois, that's why it's so hard. Too many regulations, and that's why people are going to Indiana, Iowa, whatever. And that's exactly. And you know what? We think about cigarettes. They're legal. They've been legal for how long? But we still have people on the corner selling Lucy's.
That's right.
And if you don't know what a Lucy is, that's selling single cigarettes. That's just this it's just as common as saying good morning to the newspaper guy. There's somebody selling it because they're too expensive to buy, because a pack of cigarettes now is, what, almost $10, and most of that
Holy
is taxes.
Smoke. Right. Well, think about this, too. And how is this going to affect? This is just bad public policy. Mental health, lung disease, heart disease. How is it going to affect minority communities? And on the way here, we were listening to a program on this. Mm-hmm. In Colorado, there has been an 800% increase of kids hospitalized for accidental overdosing marijuana.
Especially with these edibles. Because if a gummy bear looks like a gummy bear, looks like a gummy bear, and it gets in the wrong hands. And sometimes people think it's a good, cute little prank to play on some kids. You hear about that more and more, that they've ingested some brownies or something that they just didn't know.
Well, let me go back to that gummy bear, because gummy bears are being sprayed with THC concentrate, right? And so it's going to be 40 millimeters or milligrams a dose in one gummy bear, and a recommended dose for adults is 10%. So you'd have to eat a quarter of the gummy bear to get a dose of marijuana. How many kids or adults even? Look at me.
I can't stop at one gummy bear. I got to eat the whole, you know, at least a quarter of a cup or something like that.
And that's going to knock you on your behind.
That is unbelievable. We're talking to David E. Smith. Are you Illinois Family Action today?
Yes, I'm Illinois Family Action because I want to talk about Jeannie Ives, too.
Oh, we got to talk about that. The phone number is 312-591-8900. Of course, Mark Weiermiller, the man on the street, has texted me that in Chicago, a pack of cigarettes is $13. How can you afford to smoke?
When I see people smoking. My dad used to smoke 3 packs a day.
He couldn't afford it today.
No.
Only rich people can afford to smoke. We're going to take a quick break. I'm so happy that David is in studio for 2 segments. If you want to talk about the legalization of marijuana, should we do it or shouldn't we do it? This is the time to call in. Back right after this.
Here's Steve, Dog, and Brendan. Weekdays 2 till 6 p.m. on WLS AM 890. Yeah.
My room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high.
I am Stephanie Trussell, and that song, I had to play it because from what I understand about marijuana, it doesn't make you want to get up and go do things. Nothing bothers you. You're in a chill mode. You're trying to get Doritos and Oreos. I guess that's what it is. That's the biggest. I always see people talking about munchies. And if you listen to that song, that's Afro Man, and he talks about how he was going to pay his rent, he was going to pay his child support, but then he just got high. And I can't say enough to people that are listening, and I hope you call in 312-591-8900 that think it's a harmless drug, that think that it's not a gateway drug, and it's I don't know how. I'm not better than anybody else, but when I was 12, my mother's younger brother passed away, and because I had seen he'd always smell like marijuana. I thought he passed away from smoking pot. I was 12, so that was enough for me. I never tried it because I just assumed that you would die of an overdose, and It turned out to be another issue, but that was the perception that I had at 12. So I almost feel like I have to apologize because I've never tried it. I'm not better. I did a lot of things as a teenager and youth, but for some reason that just never appealed to me. Because first of all, I didn't want to smell like it. It's always disgusting. There's nothing secretive about a person that gets high, and it's just gross. Growing up in the city of Chicago, very common for people to smoke it on the back of the bus. And David was saying in the hallways of his high school. My high school was, the hallways were governed by nuns from Lord's High School. They were none of them over 4'11", but you were afraid to do anything in the hallway. So that never happened in my hallway. I'm sure people indulge in other places, but this is not a harmless drug. This is not an issue that doesn't concern you. You think, well, I don't smoke pot. What's the big deal? It is a big deal.
Yeah, and that song is just perfect. Yeah. I got to find it. I got to download
Afro
it.
Afro Man.
Because, the fact is, this is going to lead. A policy that legalizes recreational marijuana is going to lead to the growth of the nanny state. Do you think all these dumbed down, unmotivated folks are going to just...
Johnny can't read because he goes to Chicago public schools that are failing him, and now you're high. And I mean, what is the future for these people that are just sitting around and just think it's the government says it's okay for me to sit around and just be numb all day?
That's it. And the thing that I really want to talk about here, too, during this segment, is the fact that this question is going to be on the Cook County ballot.
Pay attention, guys.
On March 20th, there's a non-binding referendum for Cook County voters asking if they want to legalize marijuana in the state of Illinois. Now, the purpose behind that, and I suspect, is that the Democrats from Cook County want to put pressure on the state lawmakers from Cook County.
Right.
And, of course, half the General Assembly in Springfield is made up of Cook County lawmakers to get it done.
Right.
So this is very important that we spread the word that when you vote on March 20th or in the primary election, you make sure you cast your vote for Jeannie Ives for governor, and then you go all the way down to the end of that ballot,
okay,
and you vote against the referendum
for
marijuana. Say no. Thank you.
Exactly. Now, you have a webinar about this. We're going to tell all our listeners how they can tune in and participate in this.
Yes, this Thursday on our Facebook page of Illinois Family Institute, we're going to do a live stream of an internet conference featuring a woman named Jo McGuire from Colorado. She has all the data, all the stats. She has been watching what's been going on in the state of Colorado over the last 4 or 5 years, and she is going to make us aware of just the because the media is not going to tell us.
The media is cheerleading
this all
great.
The way.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're going to tell us, she's going to tell us exactly what we could expect if we legalize or put into place this policy.
You know, as I share with you guys every week or whenever I can, that I listen to the other side of the dial. And when I listen to urban radio and their concern about this is, we want to make sure that the dispensaries are owned by Black people. So you want them to be at their hands dirty with a downfall of our community. This is a bad thing. I don't care what color you are. It's a ridiculous argument that is just harmless and it's no big deal.
That's right.
And it's just going to bring so much to our state. And I just wrap your mind around, I don't care how much money is pumped into the state of Illinois. When you have people in Springfield, they're going to misuse it, abuse it, steal it from people. It doesn't matter how much money. It'll never filter down to those that need it because they're going to take theirs off the top. That's just the Chicago way. That's just the way we do things in Illinois.
Speaking of marijuana stores, guess how many marijuana stores are in Colorado, legal marijuana stores? We're not talking about the guy in the corner.
Uh-huh.
491. Now compare that to 392 Starbucks and 208 McDonald's in the state.
Only 208 McDonald's? Because I'm still going through withdrawals myself because I gave up fast food. And now McDonald's has the $1, $2, $3 menu, and it's really just making me want to pull in. But I can't believe that. So 491 marijuana stores.
Isn't that amazing?
State of Colorado. Somebody else. Who else? Another state on the West Coast. Did they just recently make it legal? But yeah, I know Colorado's been doing
California,
it.
California. January 1st.
Wackyfornia. Come on. Anything they do. And nothing surprises me with Wackyfornia. That's all I can say. I'm surprised that they didn't do it ahead of Colorado because anything crazy, outlandish, or whatever, they're the first ones to try it. And Illinois is, I'll see you, your sanctuary city, and make a sanctuary state. So it's just sit back and watch that is on the West Coast.
That's
and
right.
Just, and we know we can't wait to implement it here. And basically, this is, again, not just because if you're thinking, I live in the collar counties, it doesn't affect me, all of this affects you.
Oh, yeah.
Because, as goes Cook County, then...
Yes.
They're coming out to our county.
So don't take it for granted. Contact your state senator, contact your state rep, and let them know that you do not want marijuana legalized. This is not a good idea. It's bad public policy. By the way, I understand that they may try to get a statewide referendum question in November. So, they're ramping up the pressure. And the fact that this is a George Soros agenda should alarm all conservatives. Mm-hmm. He's put $100 million into this to promote the legalization of marijuana in the United States.
Oh, my goodness. He has just endless deep pockets, and we need to follow the dollars. He funds a lot of these things.
That's right.
They always talk about the Koch brothers are evil, and they're behind all that. They're paying you. I love when people accuse me of getting paid by the Koch brothers. I'm like, you can give them my number, but I'm going to say what I want to say, whether I get paid or not. But they never talk about how Soros Soros is funding all of these things, all of these marches. And how do you think some kid that dropped out of high school...
If anybody thinks that his agenda is good for America, you're already smoking the wacky tobacco.
Exactly. You know, and I say let's start drug testing some. They're drug testing public aid recipients in some states. And I said, we can drug test some of these politicians and we'll find out what they're
up to. You said that last time, and I'm all for
but let's
that.
Let's do it. They're getting paid with government money and funded money. And again, you just got to pay
attention. They shouldn't be allowed to vote on legislation if they're positive for anything.
But I love how they shut down the government, but they're one of those essential people that's going to get paid. You know,
yeah, right.
If we said no money for them, I bet you they figure out a way to make it work. Just think if Apple or any other major corporation was run like this, where we can't agree, so we're just going to shut down.
That's right.
And they just, it's all this power play. It's so ridiculous. We're the victims of this. And I love what Mark Levin says. It's not really shut down. He's like, it's 6 o'clock right now on the East Coast. It's been shut down. They're all having dinner. We don't need the government. And some caller said, if they're non-essential employees, why do we need them? Yeah, cut them right away.
That's
we're
right.
done with them. And it's just David Smith, Illinois Family Institute and Illinois Action. Just tell people, direct them to your website and how they can support
you. So if you want more information about this issue or other issues, pro-life, pro-family, illinoisfamily.org. Go to find us on Facebook, because that's where our live stream will be on Thursday at 7 o'clock. And then find our YouTube page and subscribe there, because we'll post all the stuff up later and you can watch it at your convenience.
Thank you, David, and your lovely daughters. And they brought me cookies. I gave up fast food, but I didn't give up cookies. I was a smart woman. Back right after this.
Thank you for listening to Illinois Family Spotlight. For more information, please visit us at ifiaction.org and look for us on Facebook and Twitter. If you would like to email us questions or comments, please do so at feedback@ifiaction.org. Until next time, stay engaged and keep your eyes on the prize.